Andrew and Alana, you guys are going to be parents to many. Now, I know you guys have four beautiful children, okay, but God is expanding your spiritual family. He's stretching out your influence, and I see many, many, many people impacted by your generosity, your willingness to love and to serve others. Generation upon generation upon generation are going to know Jesus because of your faithfulness and willingness to say yes to God.
So good.
He is enlarging your capacity as parents, as a couple, and as leaders, and he's equipping you for all of this. You do not need to fear or go, but God, I can't do this. You don't have to go, but God, I'm not equipped. He has equipped you, you are ready, and he will continue to equip you. He will continue to provide for you, and he will continue to speak to you and guide you and give you wisdom. It's not going to be something you have to strive for. It's going to be something that comes naturally because of who you are and who he's created you to be. And Alana, I see God opening you up to the prophetic even more and more, and just seeing you use that as a natural part of your life, as a natural extension, and being able to speak life and love and hope into people. You're going to have words of knowledge, and you're going to know what to say into situations, and God's going to give you incredible wisdom to know how and when to use it. So, amen. Guys, you've got to understand, these guys are an incredible couple, okay? They are just, you guys are so blessed to be sitting under their leadership and to have them as a part of your life, okay? As Andrew said, I've known him for a long time, and I've been getting to, a long time, and I've been getting to know Alana and the kids in this past year as we've moved to Cromwell, and they're an absolute blessing, and you guys glean as much as you can from them, learn from them, love on them. They are amazing. So I just want to share that. God is good.
Yes.
And I just got one other thing. Sorry, often I'll run a message and then God will do something completely different. Sorry, you have to just be with me at times. Heaven's quite a lot. But the other thing that God was speaking to me about this week for you guys was soak in the storm. And I just got the sense that there are some people here that life's been a little bit crazy and that there's been a bit of a storm raging around them. And it's just a little bit mental. But God is saying to you that even in the midst of the craziness, he's your shelter, he's your peace and your rest. Turn to him, don't try to fight it on your own. Stand firm, hold your ground and allow him to soak you. Because in his, when he soaks you, when he refreshes you, he restores you. And I just got the sense, you know when you go to... you know, you come home and it's like bucketing down, raining outside. That's quite true to you. You just know you're not going to make it to the house without getting completely soaked. So you just kind of run to try and miss the storm, to miss getting wet. But I've had the sense of God going, you know what? It's okay. Stand firm. Stand in the storm and get soaked. Get soaked by my love. Get soaked by my presence. Get soaked by my grace. Because he has all that you need to face that storm and to face whatever it is that you're finding yourself in right now. Amen. Right. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome. Right, guys, how are we doing?
Good.
Good. Awesome. Okay, so my name is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Pastor Andrew said, my husband Ray and I, we are planting a church in Cromwell. Our church is called Church Untamed, which is, I reckon, a really awesome name for a church. People are like, really? Does that mean you got like rules and stuff? No, it's just that Jesus can't be boxed in. And that's what we're doing. Church planting is a bit of an adventure. I don't know if many of you have tried it before, but I have to call it an adventure because otherwise I cry a lot. but it is fun, and there's nowhere I'd rather be because it's where God's got us for the moment.
Yes.
And you've got to know that if you're where God wants you to be, there's anything else is rubbish.
Yep.
Okay. Before we move to Cromwell on Christmas Eve, don't do that, that's stupid. we spent 14 years in the Invercargill at the Invercargill Christian Centre. Ray was the children's pastor and the youth pastor at different stages, and I was the young adults pastor, which basically meant that if something got broken or went wrong, one of us was to blame. if you worked with kids and young adults and youth, you know it's true. We also spent a large amount of time running a young adults outreach called Red Frogs, which is basically an alcohol harm prevention strategy, aiming to serve a generation in order to win a generation for Christ, and to see our future generations protected from some of the stupid stuff that they'll do. and just being practical hands and feet of Jesus. And we just saw incredible, incredible stuff happen in that. And we also have two wild and precious ones, Charlie and Asher, who are out in the kids area. They're often more wild than precious, but we can get around that at times. Okay, so today my message is called Dream Again. And it's just something that God just kept bringing back to me as I was praying about this week. I really had a sense that God's wanting to shift some stuff, that he's awakening some stuff in people. And I'm excited. There's a real sense of anticipation and expectation. So Ray and I knew last year that God was calling us out of Invercargill, which when you've been in the same place for 14 years, it's a bit comfortable, you get to a bit of a routine, it's all good. So it can be a bit scary to come and go, okay, we're going to do something new, we're going to pioneer, awesome. So we went to spy out the land of Cromwell. And we had a sense, when we did that, we had a sense that God is causing things that have lain dormant, like sleeping warriors, to awaken in the land. And physically, when we went to spy out the land, we actually saw a giant warrior angel standing up in the guard of honour, and they'd been waiting in anticipation. You're getting the condensed version because it's just too long otherwise. But just this incredible sense that things that had gone before, promises and words that God had spoken over the area, that people had prophesied and declared, that there was a time where those things were going to awaken and rise up. And I felt the sense of the spiritual gold rush coming, which is pretty exciting. And for me, that's what I needed to know, that it was time to go out and to do something new. So, as I've been praying about this week, I feel that there's an awakening, that things that have lain dormant, God is wanting those to rise up and awaken, hence dream again. Okay, so I'm going to look at Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to 14. And a lot of people have heard it, it's the Valley of Dry Bones. Okay. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. Bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Can a person be saved? Can my family be healed of brokenness? Can a nation be one for Jesus? Will I ever walk in the promises that you told me? Can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath into you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life, and then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying there was a noise, a rattling sound. And the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into their slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breathed into them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. He saw a vast army. We look at that valley and we see dead people. A valley of dry bones. There is no life in it. God looks at that and he sees an army.
Come on.
You know, we can look at a situation and believe there is no hope. Just a pile of bones. But God, he sees past the bones, the dust, the death.
Amen.
He sees the miracle of the child you're told that you'd never hold in your arms. He sees the cancer patient healed and healthy. He sees broken relationships restored. He sees reconciliation come to families. He sees that difficult person softening or that work situation changing. He sees a nation won for him and his name lifted up and glorified. He sees life, he sees hope, he sees victory. You see bones, but he sees an army in victory.
Come on.
There's an awakening of dreams coming. And many of you have had God breathed dreams. that you've laid down, put aside or forgotten about. You know, maybe life got in the way. It's too hard. You know, maybe you didn't feel that you were the right person. Someone could do it better. You looked at your situation and circumstances and said, but God, I see a pile of dry bones. And God is calling the sleeper to wake. He's calling you to dream again. He's calling you to prophesy over those dreams, to speak life to them. Now remember that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whatever you speak life into is what will flourish. So I want to encourage you, speak life into the promises that God has told you. Speak life into what he has told you. What is it in your life that you have laid down, that you've pushed aside, or that fall to the ground, that at the time you knew was a God thing, was God inspired? It was what burned passionately inside you. It's what you woke up from the morning. But one day, as time went on, the dream grew dim. It all happened. It happens to the best of us. It happens to all of us. You haven't failed, okay? Because our God is a big God.
Come on.
And he can take what you have forgotten and breathe life into it.
That's really good.
Okay. Some of you may feel it's too late, that you lost your time, your chance a long, long time ago. You being here right now is for this moment. God wants you to know that he hasn't forgotten you.
Yeah.
He hasn't forsaken you. He's equipping you and stretching you. And there's a sense of stretching back a slingshot ready to launch. Tension is at its highest right before you let go and propel towards the target.
Good.
You may have forgotten your dreams, but God hasn't. And I encourage you, ask God to breathe life into them again. Ask him to breathe life into them, because he will. Some of you have felt a yearning in your spirit. There's been a bit of stirring for something more. There's been a frustration, a tension. And you haven't quite been able to put your finger upon it. But it's increasing in frequency and intensity to the point where it almost has a physical feeling in your stomach. It's like, that's a real unction. God is calling the sleeper awake. He's causing those dreams within you to rise up and to come to the surface. That's your spirit. God is stirring you. He's awakening the dreams and the desires he placed within you from the moment that he created you. The frustration and excitement you currently feel is him causing an awakening within you. He's causing you to rise up, to wake up and to dream again. And there's such an incredible sense of tenderness as he's drawing it out of you. There's not a stirringness of a, oh my gosh, you failed, you never did this. Because our God's not like that. He's a loving father. He's a loving father who loves his kids. Some of you have felt a call to go, to step out into something, maybe to go to nations or to go serve in an area of church or to go and speak to that difficult person at work and just let them know that, hey, let's have coffee, I really like you, let's become friends. And you've squashed it down because sometimes it could be a bit awkward. And you've felt inadequate, and you're like, God wants me, you want me to talk to that awkward person? That's not right. That's obviously the devil. And you've felt that, no, I can't do that, someone else can do it. I'm obviously hearing God wrong. Now, you've tried to bury it, sometimes out of fear, sometimes they're grumpy people, sometimes it's out of sense of self-preservation. I want to go to this nation and do this, but who am I? I'm the least of the least. Who am I? I don't have the money for that. I'm not brave. I'm not exciting. I don't have a cool Instagram account which is going to, like, people are going to follow me and go, wow, what an amazing journey. I don't have that support. I don't have that, people are going to think I'm stupid. God wants you to know you haven't missed out.
Come on.
It's not too late.
Right.
And God is going to cause you to dream again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that we're singing, set a fire down in my soul. And set a fire down in my soul, God, that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. More of you, God. More of you, God. You know, when you dream, when you dare to dream again, you're going, God, it's not about me, it's about you.
Yeah, come on.
And the great thing is, it's not about us, it's about God, it's up to him to make it happen. It's up to him. He builds his church. It's up to him. It's up to him. He will provide. He equips those he has called. You know, C.S. Lewis says there are far better things ahead than anything we leave behind.
Yeah.
Love of the day, when Ray said, I think we're supposed to go church planting in Cromwell, I was like, you've even heard God. No.
Cromwell!
No. It was a bit of a process, and God had to show me warrior angels rising up out of the mountains to go, you're supposed to go. I'm like, oh, okay. If angels are showing up, I probably should listen. But it was a bit of a process because I was like, no. But I've got to tell you, for all the discomfort that we have, the uncertainty, I mean, it's a bit of a wild ride. Church planning doesn't look anything like what we're used to in Invercargill. There's no band, there's no stage, there's no ushers, there's no morning team. There's none of that. It's us. There's no receptionist taking messages or, you know, all that stuff, no PowerPoint person. We've just hooked a sound system up to our TV and YouTube. It's awesome. You know, but like, if you'd said to me 12 months ago, this is what church is going to look like, I'm like, no, that's not right. But I've got to tell you, on this side of it, on this side of stepping out, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Because I know that we're right where it is that God wants us, where God has called us for this time and this place at this moment. You know, in his grace, he is so kind. We have a lake at the end of their street, that's pretty cool, quite like that. You know, he is so kind, and he is there in the midst of all of it. And you've got to know that whatever the dream is that you're holding in your heart, that you're bearing down, that God is causing to come out and causing you to dream again. Sometimes fear can make us stop and go, no, I'm inadequate, I can't do that. You've got to know that on the other side of your obedience is God's grace, is God's blessing, and is the best adventure that you're ever going to step into.
Yeah, that's
good.
Yeah, you're done doing right the time. Marianne Williamson this quote, and some of you guys will have heard this quote. It's attributed to someone else, but I think it's Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela, which is
it's attributed to him, but she said it, and it's flipping amazing. I just wanted to share that with you guys before I wrap up. Okay, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be?
Yeah.
You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Come on.
When you don't step out, when you don't dare to dream, when you let fear hold you back, you deny somebody else the blessing that is going to come as a result of your obedience.
Wow.
Because when you step out, it's not actually about you. The dreams that God has placed in your heart isn't about you. It's about glorifying God and about allowing other people to come into a relationship with him.
Come on.
It's about seeing people healed, about seeing people set free. It's about seeing nations won for Jesus.
Come on.
Your dream is not about you.
Yeah.
It is not about you. It's about everybody but you. Okay? And God is big enough to allow you to succeed. He's not going to hang you up to dry. He's not going to leave you alone. But he's actually going to empower you and equip you and cause you to do it. Okay? So, amen. That's all I have to say. So, if we could just have guitar. This is my, like, strumming musos. No, I'm a lefty, sorry. Let's get it. I don't even understand lots of girls.
Lefties are awesome.
I know.
Come on.
Awesome. Just what we're going to do now is, if that spoke to you, I'd love to pray for you. Now, if you have a dream in your heart that you feel maybe I've let it go, maybe it's not Maybe God's been speaking to you and you're going, oh, I just don't know if I'm hearing you right. You want to be something awesome to God that's obviously not God. You know, if you're having doubts and stuff, we'd just love just to pray for you. If you want to awaken a dream in your heart, we'd love to pray for you. And if you don't know Jesus, this awesome adventure of knowing him, I'd love to introduce you to him as well. I know Pastor Andrew and Pastor Lana would as well. So,
thank you, Pastor Shannon, and thank you for listening to God. Thank you for the word that you've brought. I also want to give you a bit of a challenge. Don't let any opportunity, any moment pass you by. Because you don't know what will happen if you take hold of that moment.
That's right.
You don't know where that might send you. Talked about the slingshot being fired. And every opportunity that you have to speak or just have prayer about, be open and vulnerable to God. Not to me or Pastor Shannon, but to God.
That's right.
He has a plan and a purpose for your life. Somewhere to send you. Just as Jeremy plays a song, do some business with God. It's about a relationship, so whether you want to talk out loud or talk in your head to him, talk to him. If you want prayer, we'd love to pray for you. We'd love to stand with you. We'd love to stand beside you and encourage you. And to be used by God to speak into.